Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Niners, Packers. Sunday. You like that, Spinoni, don't you? Mm-hmm. Niners, Packers. Sunday, 5:20. It's a big one. Looking forward to it. Got Giants, Padres, Ryder Cup, hoops start next week.
This is what do you got?
I'll tell you, JT, we got it all. We
and
got
a fresh open, a fresh Friday open.
Yeah.
Wow, Friday wrinkle. Yeah, and it's good. And I have a feeling that next Friday we might get an homage to it being payday, but this is tied for the 27th best Friday of the year. It's a 26-way tie for 27th, if you'll allow it.
That's correct.
And, you know, because the payday Fridays would be all 1 through 26, as per the Goo.
Yeah, and, you know, Goo, I used to love getting those, when you got a check every 2 weeks as opposed to twice a month, you get that, sometimes you'd get that 2 months when you got the three paychecks.
Yeah.
So I always liked getting paid every 2 weeks rather than twice a month.
And I remember the days real quick before direct deposit hit and your boss would come in and he would play with your dibs. Where's that envelope at? Oh, they're saying that to us, what I'm thinking. And he would kind of milk it. You better hand out those envelopes, Steiny. Let's go.
Yeah, put them right on the seat. They would just put them right on the seat. Yeah, those were good times. Those were good times. Remember when our former program director, Dibs, I don't know if you remember, maybe he didn't do it to you. Whenever he thought something was funny, he would – on the air, he'd come in from his office and give everybody like a dollar bill and say, that was so good, guys. Here's a dollar. Anyway, I digress.
You got him down a little bit. Yeah.
Dibs has the best one.
Oh, yeah. Hired me twice, fired me once.
Yeah. Two and one.
Yeah, in Ryder Cup, that would be 2-1 would be the finish.
Nice, nice. Sunday's game, guys, and we're going to get into it all. We're obviously going to get into the Giants. That was unbelievable yesterday. If you were watching that game, it was the quintessential scoreboard-watching pennant race game. It was just phenomenal. It went from one way to the other in about a minute or two. And we'll talk about that for sure. Packers, Niners. Let me start with Goo. What are you looking for? What do you want to see Sunday, Guru?
I'm going to go Independence Day. I'm looking for fireworks from the offense. I want to see Jimmy, you know, throw that thing against what I deem a porous Green Bay defense, Dibs. I would like to see Kittle and Ayuk featured. And maybe the Niners put up 40 points or 42 points, even more than that. But I want a beatdown because outside of last year, and there was fluke because they were hurt, the Niners, they've owned Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And I just want people, the Niner fans, that, you know what, I don't like the style. I want to see fireworks from the offense.
Yeah, I don't really buy into any of that as far as what you need to see. You just want the win. I think you look at certain matchups and they favor you. If you went across the board and looked at the 10 big matchups, I think the Niners are favored in 6, maybe 7 of them. But the Packers can be explosive now. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. We've casted some light aspersions his direction. I certainly have. But when he has time with the receivers he has and a very dynamic running back, they're going to have the best quarterback on the field. They're going to have the best running back on the field. Mm. They're going to have the best wide receiver on the field. And let's be fair about all three. Those are all uncontested. Now, tight end, O-line, D-line, linebackers, that's where the Niners get the edge. So, for me, it all comes down to Bosa and company against that O-line, because if you can get to 12, you can beat 12.
42. You want to see the 49ers put up 42, Goo. What are you, 42-0? Would that be okay for you?
42-17.
42-17. Okay. You know what's amazing, Goo, is we may do a little top five list of, like, the top five NFL power rankings, and I understand you've put out your official week two list of the top five teams in the NFL, and what I'm surprised at, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but
go ahead.
Did I see you have the Niners in the top five, even though – to your way of thinking, they've stunk through 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's just not all about record. It's gut. It's a feeling, Dibs. It's what I've seen and what I think this team, these teams are. So we'll get to it.
I love it. It's not based on numbers or film study. It's based on the old
no,
gut.
No, film study too, though, Dibs. You know, I got
of course. I'm not going to ever downplay how much you watch, because you are you're watching three games right now, without a doubt.
And when you said the other day, Dibs, that you had the game on, I didn't tell you. It kind of melted me because, you know, we still at the crib. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got to have something on at all times, you know, not only to fill the ADD Jones, but, you know, I got to always be commentating. The ABCs, Steiny, of the on-air world. Always be commenting.
Nice. That is nice.
That note, a quick 10-second detour. Have you seen the Jordan Spieth shot yet today?
Oh, my God.
Did you see it on social?
Dude, was that on 17 by any chance?
I might have been 16. I'll have to confirm. Goo, he's on a cliff.
Is it a par three?
Hello, friends. I don't have all the details, but I want to direct you to our social page where we will retweet the shot. He's basically on a cliff, and he hits the ball straight up. His momentum carries him back, and he runs 74 feet toward the cliff. Because he would have fallen over. Quite a dramatic video. They lost the match, but the U.S. leads 3-1 at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, that was an incredible shot.
I'm looking forward now, Steiny.
Incredible It'll come shot. Across. It's it's viral video.
I'm not kidding you, Dibs. I was in, like, I was played that course, and I was in a spot like that where it went over, and I didn't get out, though. I didn't make that shot made for sure.
Steiny, I didn't get the memo. The show's Men in Black today, and not include me. Kyle Dibs and Spadoni with the all black. Look like grease.
And you know, Steiny's always going earth tone, so we're never going to go all. We'll never go all five.
Look at him.
And this was, I mean, you guys, I do not wear black T-shirts.
Right,
earth tone. Don't. And I don't. They're too hot in the summer for sure. I don't like T-shirts, and you know. And as Dibs will attest, I got a gift from one of our friends who went to a minor league baseball game, and he brought me a nice minor – what's that? It was like the – I can't remember. Anyway, it was a black one. Our buddy Craig bought me a T-shirt, and it was black. And I've worn that one a few times out of respect, but for the most part, I'm – Goo, you're not going to see fireworks. You're not going to see fireworks. You're going to see what you saw 2 years ago. You're going to see the 49ers running the football. Even though they're banged up, I still think they can run the football.
Who is that? Okay, who's going to be running it, guys?
Oh, I got the list. We got Trey Sermon. Looks like he's going to play.
Trey Sermon is automatically one of the toughest football players I've seen, because he got absolutely basically put to sleep. And if he's able to fight through that and the protocol and be up on Sunday, that will be huge, and they need him.
You know what scared me the most about that play was, as soon as it happened, he grabbed his head with his hands.
Yeah.
Like, man. That was definitely scary.
Almost got speared, like, you know?
Yeah. But not Mark. Yeah. No.
And he grabbed his head, not like John Curley, the morning show producer, who does it out of consternation. If you say something slightly racy or offensive, yeah. This was much more of an ouch head grab, my man.
I'm wondering, Goo, if we're gonna see a repeat of 2 years ago, or at least the 49ers try to do what they did 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game. Remember that? 42 rushes, 285 yards, and they got 4 touchdowns on the ground that day. That was the game that a lot of people felt like they were protecting Jimmy Garoppolo. He only threw 8 passes that day, but we will, we're going to get into it, and we're going to start out this way. 888-957-9570. You heard what Guru wants to see. It's been a little uneven performance from the 49ers through 2 weeks. What do you want to see against the Green Bay Packers Sunday at 5:20? Great show today. Cam Inman, 12:18. 49ers president Al Guido, 12:48. That's always a lot of fun. And then Quentin Mayo, our BetQL insider, 1:20. We'll see you on the other side. We got so much to get into today. Don't go anywhere on 95.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.